Today in a South Dakota courtroom, Congressman Bill Janklow took the witness stand in his own defense. He's a Republican lawmaker accused of second-degree manslaughter for killing a motorcyclist in a traffic accident. Now, South Dakota Public Radio's Kurt Nickisch has been covering this trial all week, and he's on the line now from the courthouse in Flandreau, South Dakota. And, Mr. Nickisch, first off, let me just express my surprise that the trial is proceeding on a Saturday.
Well, you know, they're not very used to high-profile trials here in this small town, and so it took longer than the 5 days they set aside for it this week. And to avoid to have to clear too much from next week's court calendar, they took testimony here on Saturday. The funny thing was, though, that the staff didn't know how to keep the heat turned on over the weekend. Some of the jurors came in with coats on. And when Janklow took the stand, he explained that he has an allergy to cold temperatures, but he would see how it went.
What else did Bill Janklow have to say?
He spoke very quietly, and he looked down at his hands a lot, never really looked at the jury or the two pews in the courtroom with family members of the accident victim. He talked about losing his hearing aids in the accident and how they haven't been replaced because he's got ringing in his ears. His defense attorney also offered as evidence Janklow's eyeglasses from the day of the crash. One of the lenses was missing, you know, presumably from the collision.
I'm trying to figure out, though, what his defense is exactly. He doesn't deny that he did it, right?
The defense is hoping to sort of combine this plea of sympathy and appeal to the jurors along with a medical defense. They say that Janklow, who's a diabetic, was suffering from a low blood sugar attack at the time of the crash, and so he didn't consciously run a stop sign and drive more than 70 miles an hour through that intersection.
Any idea if the jury will be sympathetic?
You know, they might. There are a lot of elderly people on the jury. This is his hometown. Court proceedings will recess tomorrow. They come back for final arguments and deliberation on Monday, and so they're going to be left thinking about him over the weekend.
There was a cross-examination of Bill Janklow before he left the stand?
Prosecutors wanted to know a lot about the accident, but Janklow says he doesn't really remember very much from that day because he suffered a concussion in the collision. So instead, they asked him about his driving habits, and that's probably where some of the most damaging testimony to Janklow's case maybe was heard. He said that he does speed on country roads when the traffic isn't very heavy, and that he does run stop signs sometimes if he's in a hurry. The prosecutor then asked him if he's ever run stop signs before at highway speed, and he said, "I probably have."
Kurt Nickisch is a reporter for South Dakota Public Radio. Kurt, thanks very much.
My pleasure.